Now, this is a flu virus, and humans get flu. Kills 100% of the chickens it infects. So the question that naturally then arises is, what is the danger to me? Can this flu come across? And what makes it bird flu or human flu? Or swine flu, for that matter? Or equine flu, for that matter? Okay? So the answer, I'm afraid, is not much. The virus is technically the same, except humans. Now, remember, I asked Renee to remember influenza A, orthomyxovirus, all of that. Well, humans get types A, B, and C. Okay? Chickens only get, and birds only get type A. But that's also one of the ones that we get. Now, this has to do, why it doesn't easily come across, has to do with that H protein and how it gets into the cell. And there's some fancy, it has to do with receptor binding and stuff. I don't want to bore you with that. But in case you are interested, not even in case, this is a bit complicated, but I want you to remember this, or think about this. See that written alpha-2-3 linkage? That is where the bird flu virus binds. Okay? So this has to do with the shape of a receptor in the chicken. Human flu binds to an alpha-2-6 linkage. Now, if any of you have ever done organic chemistry, that is just where the carbon is bonded. Okay? It's a slightly different shape of the carbon ring. It's not a big adjustment that the bird flu has to make before it can jump into humans. Pigs, interestingly enough, have both. So the one worry, and it's one of the things that in China, where they have pigs and chickens and people all living very cramped places, that potentially the pig and the pig can get both bird flu and human flu, and we can come out with a new super flu. Okay? No, that sounds a little bit far-fetched, doesn't it? But is it? So I'm telling you today, all it takes is a relatively simple mutation to allow that bird flu that's so horrible to the chickens to get into people. The thing is that the normal flu we get each season, they're all quite similar to each other. So over time, we get pretty good immunity. You'll feel sick for a couple of days, but we don't die. But if this gets into people, there will be a huge death rate because it will be something completely new. Have any of you heard of the Spanish flu, 1918, 1919, just after World War I? All the Americans got on the ships, they left Europe, they went back to the States, half of them were dead by the time they got there. Okay. Obviously, we didn't have the fancy technology that we have today, but there were a couple of samples. They've had a look, and they think that was a bird flu that jumped straight from birds to humans. And that killed an estimated 50 million people. And they were traveling by ships. It took weeks to get from Europe to America. With air travel these days, it is extremely simple for things like this to travel across the world. So that's the doom and gloom. And I needed to do that in the beginning because I needed to set the serious tone of this disease. It is not something to take lightly.